The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is a sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Father.
I pray and hope that everyone here is clear or understand the meaning of Immaculate Conception, that it is different from the virgin birth. No? The virgin birth is about what? Mary delivering the child Jesus, and she was and remained virgin for until forever. But Immaculate Conception is something before the birth of Christ, and this is in preparation for her to receive Christ. Immaculate Conception is to make sure that she was without what? Stain of sin. Because remember, sin offends God. Huh? Remember this? Because we should not take sin for granted. Sin offends God. And it stains us. There is a blemish in us every time we sin. And if we go to communion without confession, without asking God's forgiveness, you and I are insulting God. Yes or no? So please, 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 do not insult God by simply saying, "Oh, God loves me, therefore I can go to communion anytime I want without asking for forgiveness." Yes, God loves you and I, but humility, honesty dictates that we ask God for what? Forgiveness. Because we have sinned and we ask for God's forgiveness, pure and simple. Anybody here, who has a son or a daughter will always tell your children to know how to say sorry, to ask for forgiveness, if they have sinned, and you as mom and dad will always forgive them because you love them. But you have to teach your children how to say sorry and repent and change their ways. So make sure that you and I, all of us here, we are all sinners. Only Mary, Only Mary is without sin. No? Remember this, you and I, we all sin. Even the Pope sinned. All the bishops, everybody sin. Why? Because unlike Mary, Mary, throughout her life, had this attitude of what? What she said in today's gospel, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your will. It means that always, she always desired to follow the will of God. You and I, what? We don't. You and I, we don't. Even though we always say, thy will be done. Then on the side, but not this one. How many times we have done that? Huh? How many times we have said to God, thy will be done. But Lord, I don't like this guy. I should hate that guy. Or I don't like my neighbor. I hate that neighbor. See? That's the problem with us. Unlike Mary, she chose to always obey the will of God because her love for God was perfect. And of course, she was given all the graces she needed. Remember, there are two Eves. The first Eve, the wife of Adam, and the second Eve, Mary. Eve was blamed by the man. Adam could have simply said to God, it's my fault. But what did man do? What did Adam do? He blamed the woman. Ever since that happened, men blamed women. But the problem was, not only did Adam blame the woman, Eve also who? Blamed the snake. It's not my fault. It's not my fault. It's the snake. It was wrong for Adam to blame Eve for his sin. It was wrong of Eve to blame the snake. Because they did not take responsibility for their actions. If only they did, then they would have repented and God would have forgiven them. Yes? If the problem was they did not. Now, with regards to Mary, she took upon herself not to reject the will of God, but to accept in her life the will of God. How can this be, since I do not know man? So she wasn't doubting. She just had no idea how it will happen that she will conceive a child. But even though she did not fully understand how things happen or will transpire, she simply said, okay, whatever God decides, I surrender myself to him. That's the problem with us, you and I. We have always been taught by this world that we should be in control. Right? Oh, no, it's my decision. It's my plan. See, with regards to Mary, no. Whatever God's desire, I will follow. So where are we now, you and I? Okay, here we are, celebrating Immaculate Conception. In celebrating Immaculate Conception, we must acknowledge that of all possible mothers to be the mother of Jesus, she was the ultimate one, the best, because God knew that she would fulfill the plan of salvation of God's plan. You and I, in honoring Mary today, we must also do our part in making sure the plan of salvation happens. By what? By imitating the example of Mary. By trying our very best to have more yes to God's will. And if by chance we don't, please do not stay in the state of sin. Please, for your sake, go to confession right away. Don't wait another year. Every time you receive communion with a stain of sin, you and I are insulting God. God made Mary. She was conceived without original sin, so that she would be found worthy to carry in her womb Theotokos, God Himself. The Eucharist, we receive every time we go to Mass, is no less dignified. Yes or no? If you believe that the Eucharist that we receive is Christ Himself, then you must do your part and cleanse. Make sure there is no blemish in your soul when you and I receive Jesus. And that is why it is important. A while ago, I hope you and I were sincere when we said, I confess to Almighty God. Mea culpa, mea culpa, mea maxima culpa. It's my fault that I have sinned. I do not blame my husband. I do not blame my wife. I do not blame my children. I do not blame the government. It's my fault that I have sinned. And I acknowledged it, and I asked for God's mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. I hope when you did that, you are actually what? Preparing to receive the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, God Himself. I already told you many times, right, that every time I say Mass, I fear that I am unworthy. I fear that I am not good enough. I fear that I have not loved God enough. And that is why I shake to my innermost being every time I receive communion, because I know who I really am. A sinner, full of pride, full of worldliness. And that is why when I say, and when we say, Lord, I am not worthy, you better make sure you mean what you say and say what you mean. Because God wants you and I to be honest, yes? I hope so, huh? I hope that you are honest when you receive the Eucharist and say really, Lord, I am not worthy. But only say the word and I shall be healed. I trust in your mercy. I trust in your love. Please, Lord, I want you. I desire you. I love you. That is the attitude of Mary throughout her life, and that is why she never sinned. May you and I have the attitude, the heart of Mary, not only one moment in time, but every day of our lives.